Hi there, I'm Declan Ralph and welcome back to The Week in Review. And joining me now is Ed Carroll. Ed is a director with Blue Drum. And we're going to talk a little bit about the work of Blue Drum, first of all, and also then a little later about the event that he's involved in that's taking place in Dublin Castle on Monday. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi, Declan. Good morning to you.
How are you?
Good, good. You want to know about Blue Drum?
I do. Maybe you'd tell the listeners, first of all, a little bit about Blue Drum, what you do, what you get up to there on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, well, I suppose the name is always an unusual one for people, blue and drum. We got this idea a long, long time ago that blue was the colour of optimism, and a drum was the sort of the way, an old instrument for how people would exchange or communicate with each other. We thought it was a good name for a community arts organisation, but that was quite some time ago, almost 10 years ago when we came up with that. Today, what we do is we are one of the support organisations that work with family resource centres around the country. So if anybody has come across family resource centres, we are one of the support organisations that help them and enable sort of engage and do community arts work with the type of groups that they're involved with. Most of the work is through things like family support and community.
Okay, Ed, yeah. And tell us, how are you funded? Are you funded from government, or are you funded from fundraising, or how do you actually keep going on a day-to-day basis?
No, all our funding, we're one of the, I think actually we're one of the only organisations that are under TUSLA, the new Child and Family Agency. So TUSLA, it has a whole section that provides funding for support, community development. And we're funded under that stream of activity. So we're part of this new agency that was established in 2014 called TUSLA. And it has a particular role in terms of children and families.
Excellent. Okay. And that sort of leads us nicely into what's happening next Monday, because indeed it's very much in conjunction with TUSLA that the event is taking place on Monday in Dublin Castle. So tell us what's planned for that.
Yeah, you know, some time ago, because we've been through a lot of community-based organisations, and some of your listeners probably who volunteer in those type of organisations will know this, you know, there's been such an atmosphere of pushback and austerity that we said coming into the new year, when people are starting up again in terms of programmes, it would be nice to do a day of workshops that were about refreshing and re-energising people, and particularly the people who are the local volunteers, the youth workers, the community leaders, that actually deliver programmes at a local level. So this is a day of workshops. We've put together, I think, 9 workshops looking at various themes that are sort of like interesting at the moment in terms of family support and the arts work. So let's say one example, because there's such a lot of interest in how to engage with communities, and particularly children of the new Irish, we're putting on 2 workshops around that theme. And there's been a recent study that CCD have just produced, which is looking at the new Irish families and the experience of new Irish families in terms of language retention. So, for instance, if I've come as a family to Ireland, India, or Philippines, or Lithuania, and we have children in the first few years in Ireland, the children's potential to learn the new language, to learn the old language and the new language, becomes a very strong issue for those young children, because their connection back to their homeland, whether it's Lithuania, India, Philippines, is very much determined on whether they're able to keep or develop skills in their original language, apart from gaining the new language, which is English. So that's one set of workshops that we're doing, which is just looking at how to engage, what are the ways to engage with the issues that new communities and families have. Another interesting one, which I think would work for quite a number of years, is around the Rialto area of Dublin. And it's 2 groups, the Fatima Groups United and the Rialto Youth Project. And they've been part of a study and of a process of work. It's really trying to see, how do you deal with the bogeys that are in the community? How do you deal with the young people that are, you know, all the time getting into trouble, all the time, you know, causing lots of difficulties in the local area? And they've been developing a model which is trying to not just talk about young people in difficulty as, you know, faceless and unidentified groups of gangs or otherwise, but they've actually tried to name each person and tried to develop programs that engage with the individual. And so to try and get them turning away from looking at some of the things that our peers are doing, whether it's in terms of gang violence or drugs or antisocial behaviour, and getting to look outwards at some of the more positive things that their future could hold for them. So that's another workshop, and the Youth Project and the Family Resource Centre will be coming along and just telling us about
it. Yeah, it's very interesting, Ed, and two examples there of two very diverse but equally important activities. To highlight and showcase, if you like. In terms of Monday, is there still time for people to get involved in that? And if they wanted to, how would they do that?
Oh, yeah, we saw it very much as a day. We put things on, and people, certainly some of your listeners, welcome to come in. We really see it, though, as being primarily for people who are involved in as volunteers or leaders or, you know, community development workers who are trying to engage with specific groups of young people, children or families that are presenting themselves as having some difficulty. And we're trying to develop some new strategies, some new ideas to refresh the way we work in the context. So certainly, yeah, it'd be great. On Monday, we start at 11 and it goes on to 5. So people are very welcome to drop in and join a workshop.
Okay, and it's in Dublin Castle, which is a very central location as well.
Yeah, it's in the print works in Dublin Castle, and we're thankful to the Office of Public Works who've given.
Ed, unfortunately, the phone line is not being kind to us, so we'll just try if you're there one more time. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly, yeah.
Yeah, you're back there again. Okay, we lost you there. The technology sometimes does let us down. Ed, just in terms of as far as I know, you're based here on the north side of Dublin. Have you any examples of maybe, for us, just some work that maybe you've got involved here on the north side of the city in recent times?
We've had, in the North Side Shopping Centre for the last couple of years, we had a small space there called the Northsiders Museum, which is where we were trying to develop some activities around looking at the history of the North Side and trying to sort of bring forward some creative expressions of that history. Because very, very often, you know, the sort of things that go into the museums and into the galleries are like the official story of Ireland. But we're probably more interested in trying to find the unofficial stories, the unofficial cultural history of the past. So we've had this space in the Northside Shopping Centre, and we've been researching the rent strikes over the last 8 or 10 months. And we are hoping in the next while to put an exhibition on it. So some of your listeners may have heard of us doing some work in the Northside Museum, but we've been based in the Northside Shopping Centre. Unfortunately, the space there, we've had to leave it for a while, because the centre itself is under renovation.
Yeah. Okay, Ed. Well, look, thanks for that, and thanks for telling us about how Blue Drum came about, where the name came from, and the work that you do there, and also about the event on Monday, which, as you said, is in Dublin Castle Printworks from 11 until 5 o'clock on Monday. And
if your listeners want to get in touch, just email bluedrummers@gmail.com.
Okay, Ed, thanks for that. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Bye, Declan. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Ed Carroll there, Director of Blue Drum.